St. Paraskevi's Church, Kvetonia. Kvetonia is Greek Catholic parish church named after St. Paraskevi, has one of the most thoroughly painted interiors of any church in the Low Beskids. The church is believed to have been built in 1700, but there is much to suggest that it was erected somewhat earlier. At that time, Kvetonia was inhabited by Lemkos. Their ancestors had come here from the south and the east. They were faithful to the eastern tradition of Christianity. They spoke their own East Slavic language, Ruthenian. The valley where Kvetonia is located was settled in the 14th and 15th centuries. After 1596, certain Orthodox bishops signed the Union of Brest, recognizing the supremacy of the Pope and Catholic dogmas. The majority of Lemkos thereafter subscribed to the Uniate, or Greek Catholic Church, which emerged in the wake of the Union. After World War II, the communist authorities deported Lemkos to the so-called recovered lands, which had been adjoined to Poland's new post-war western frontiers. The church stood abandoned for some time. In 1947, the church was transformed into a Roman Catholic filial church, subordinate to the parish of Ustka Kolickie. At this time, it was given the name Church of the Most Holy Mother of God. Today, the church serves both the Greek Catholic community as well as aiding the Catholic Church of Ustka Kolickie. The patron saint of the church is St. Paraskevi, who is extremely popular in the Eastern Church. Paraskevi came from a pious Bulgarian family. Her name translated from Greek into English would be Friday. She received her sainthood in honor of the Passion of Jesus Christ. In 2013, it was entered into the UNESCO World Cultural and Natural Heritage List. The church in Kvetonia comprises three main sections. The central section, known as the nave, is where the congregation gathers. To the west you'll find a space known as the babinets. This was the room where female members of the congregation were expected to gather. The church tower rises above it. The eastern end of the church is home to the chancel and the main altar. The nave and the presbytery were built the earliest. They have a log construction. The walls were made of wooden fir logs laid one on top of the other. In the corners, they were joined with notches known as cog joints. The tower, which is several decades more recent, has a columnar structure. It is supported on vertical pillars to which horizontal beams are attached. The spaces are covered with two types of ceilings, flat and vaulted. The latter follows the contours of the roof in steps towards the peak. The polychrome murals, which date back to the beginning of the 20th century, imitate the marble panels of brick churches. They reflect the motif of the blue sky and form a background for representations of the Virgin Mary, saints and heroes of faith from the Holy Scriptures. The opposite side walls of the nave are also decorated with paintings, the Deposition from the Cross and Our Lady with Child. Both of them come from the former side altars. The iconostasis from the beginning of the 20th century is of great artistic value. This wall of shimmering colors hides the altar in the chancel from the eyes of the congregation. The wooden frame was made by woodcarver Andrzej Szajna. The icons it displays are the work of Michał Bogdaniewski.